Episode 2800, You Are Seen.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're ready for a fry. Yay! Because it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and sometimes, you know, we just need a break. Come on, let's be honest. We just need to hang out in our own mind, in our own space. But today we're talking about something very serious when it comes to our children. You are seen. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, it's interesting. I'm traveling right now. I'm hanging out with my grandbaby. Love it. Oh, you know, it just warms his grandmama's heart so much. And in all of it, it's very interesting to watch not only your own children grow up, you know, I've had five, but to watch your own grandson grow up. In today's world, there's confusion as to what's really valuable. But instead of the what, how about the who? You are seen is a fundamental thirst with our kids, their fountain for living. You know, we can sit here and complain all we want about what we don't like with the world right now, and boy, I would have a list, and I'm sure you would too. We can debate the reasons our upcoming generations are struggling. I want our time, though, together to be productive. So I want you and I to look at it through the eyes of a child, your child. Now, if you don't have children of your own, that's okay. You can look at children that you mentor. Everybody has mentored a child at some point in their life. You can mentor a child just passing in the grocery store. It's amazing. All these kids, when I see them, I'm out running errands. I'll wave to them. Okay, I can't wink. So I try to wink, but I don't. So I smile really big and kind of squint my eyes and I do a little cute wave. And sometimes, you know, if I'm passing by, I'll say, how are you? Your dress looks beautiful. Or I'll make a comment. And of course, the mom or dad smiles and then they go about their way. But it's interesting. When they are seen, their eyes light up. They feel alive. Every child wants to be seen. They want to be heard too. But right now, that's what we're focusing on is a scene. And unfortunately, that's just not the case. However, being seen is a major pain point, right, for kids. So take a look at social media. Why do you think our kids want to be on social media? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube. They don't care about being discovered. If you were to get to the heart of why they want to be out there, they want to hang with whoever will see them. They want to be seen. They want to be within a pack that says, I got you. I know this, right? So why not do what most can't and make something go viral? That's the whole big, huge goal, if you want to call it that. It's not really a goal, but it's like the aspiration. I just want to be noticed. It's then that I'll finally be seen. And you know how quick it is when you go viral, if you've ever had that experience. I've had that experience a few times. One experience I had was with Tim McGraw. And we were in Iowa at the time, and my youngest son's choir teacher had them sing Humble and Kind. And they did it to the rendition of what Tim McGraw sang. And so I posted it. Now, you know me, I'm a little savvy, right? So I know how to tag people. And I made sure Tim McGraw and the actual writer of the song Humble and Kind, they all had their @ with their names, their official pages marked on there. And yes, it's still on my Instagram, or not Instagram feed, my Facebook feed right now. I've never taken it down. And we actually got a response. We had, last time I looked, over 50,000. Now that's not a ton, but that was a little further back in the day. And it's just interesting. And so I shared it with, of course, his teacher, and she could not believe it. Now, it's the sweetest thing. I wasn't trying to go viral, understand. It wasn't about me, right? I was posting about the kids, and I wanted their message of humble and kind that was sung by Tim McGraw, made famous by him, but written by this incredible woman. I wanted that to go viral. I wanted the message to go viral, and it did. And the kids were noticed. Do you know how cool my son felt when he's like, Mom, the kids are talking about our video and that Tim McGraw has actually commented on it, the official page. You know, I made sure we had it on Twitter. I made sure that we were out there in the area of where Tim's team would see it, right? Because I wanted this for the kids. I wanted their hard work to be seen, to be recognized. Why do you think our kids are wanting to be seen? It's innate. It's in us. Hello, look at me, look at me. Why can't we see our kids for the good? If we would do that as parents, starting in our own four walls, how would that change the world? I don't know about you, but my purpose is much bigger than myself. My passion and my vision for life and what God has given me. But I go back and it's all about the seen part, S-E-E-N. Everybody wants to be seen. And also everybody wants to get a trophy, right? Yet no one still feels like they're seen. Isn't that interesting? We give everybody a trophy. Why? Because it's no longer special. Everybody gets it. So if there's not one winner, one declared winner, and everybody's getting a trophy, then how do you really feel like you've accomplished anything? And you've, I mean by yes, you personally, but you, your child. How sad is it that our children have to go out and do something on social media to feel seen, good or bad? In the Mid-South, they had, unfortunately, some unforeseen events in the Memphis area. And one was a 19-year-old. And he did some horrible things. Shut the city down for hours. Now, I'm not going to mention his name. If you're curious, you know how to find information. You got Google, so we'll leave it at there. I'm not going to give fame to people who just really want to do bad things in life. That's not what I'm here for. But you do wonder, why did he do what he did? Was it because decades ago, he had a cry and he just wanted to be seen? I know nothing about the background of the individual who did what he did. But I do question. And I'm not questioning who raised him. That's not it. What I'm questioning is, was he placed in an area that would actually give him what we, each of us, innately need? And that's to be seen. Wouldn't it be nice to give our children a safe place to be seen? You got to see your child. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. See your child, S-E-E. You are seen, a comfort, a desire, a thirst. What does that look like in real life? Number one, S, stabilize your child's environment. Make what you do together special. Like a dinner time. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have the pomp and circumstance and you got to have confetti and balloons. No, 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 no. See them right in front of you. Have you ever watched a child try to get his mom's attention? You know, I told you I'm traveling, right? I'm with my grandson. He's almost 2 years old. And may I just say, he is absolutely precious. Adorable. Absolutely adorable. I could just be with him all day long, which I am. But in this recording, he's not here right now. So that's good. Shh, we got to keep it quiet so I don't wake him up. He's napping. Anyway, I watch him look for my daughter, his mom's face, because he wants his mom's attention. And he'll do anything. He'll run around. He'll grab something. You know, he'll sometimes try not to deliberately hit her, but to put something in front of her face to distract her from whatever she's doing to say, hey, Mom. Mom, I'm over here. Hello, look at me, look at me. And I watch my daughter as sometimes she gets it wrong and she's on her phone, But then I also must say she gets it right a lot of times. And she goes and just in a whim, she runs and chases him around and gives them this huge barrel hug and kisses him and hugs him. And man, that boy's face lights up. He's alive. He's seen. They want to be seen by who loves them. Don't make your child search for attention. Stabilize your child's environment. See them right in front of you. Number 2E, experience your child. You and I have to get out of our own way and see our kiddos. What you do, yes, is very important. Whatever it is in your career, in your home life, in the community, what you do is important. But seeing our children, seeing your child is more important. When I went from driving my son to school to him driving by himself, I wasn't concerned about his capabilities. Actually, I was more concerned about who was on the road with him. What I was really concerned about was that I now had to figure out how I was going to get the scoop of the day. That's when we talked. That's when we had our time, no interruptions. That's when he would tell me everything. How great his test was, how bad he didn't do or wish he would have said it differently, how his kids and friends were treating him, what happened in the lunchroom. You know, was there anything that happened? Because let me tell you, there's a lot that happens at school and a lot that your kids don't tell you about. But if you make time, if you experience your child, it's incredible. So I had to find another way. And if I'm honest, I miss those times so much. Now, I've gained probably back about 2 hours of my life not driving him to school. But do you think I would give up those 2 hours again to experience my child? 120,000%. I'd be all over it because it was our time. And it happened with all of our kids. You know, I went through all five of them that way. Now, they had different times. It may not have been picking them up at school. It may have been picking them up at an activity that's specific to them. And so I had that private time. But those private times, to me, were so special. You got to experience your child. Stabilize their environment. And finally, number 3E, embrace your child. Yeah, hugs are great. But here's where you show up as a mom with no judgment. Only unconditional love. See your child from their reflection. Understand their heart. I really want that to sink in for a minute. Because if we're honest, we too are distracted as parents. Moms, we try to get it right, but man, we got laundry, we got dinner, we got our favorite show on, we've got our girlfriends calling us, we got family. You know, extended family, like your mom or your dad. You've got activities. You've got commitments. You've got responsibilities, bills to pay. Auto pay is great, but you still got to make sure it clears the bank. There's stuff that gets in the way. So we've really got to make time to embrace our children, to wrap them up. And yes, wrap them up like my daughter chasing after out of a whim, just going and, you know, tackling my grandbaby and just holding him and then kissing him and tickling him. And oh my goodness, he's lighting up. His whole world is about what? Oh, it's about me now. Thanks for seeing me, Mom. He can't say that, but that's how he feels. Are you feeling your child? Are you embracing your child? Can you look at your child in the eye and say, you are seen. I love you. So I got to ask you, where can you see your child more often? Be honest, it's confession day. I screw up too. I get areas that I really need to be a little bit more up and coming and intentional about what I need to do. Because even us great moms can do better, right? I mean, come on, you're a great mom, but we can still do better. We got to keep raising the ceiling for ourselves. If we have expectations for our kids, if we want our ceiling to be their floor, well, by golly, we better keep raising our ceiling then. Because I know you and I, we want what's best for our kiddos. We want them to shine. God created them on purpose for a purpose. They have a mission to fill. And yes, they have a vision too. Depending upon the age, they may already know their vision. Maybe some of them are actually living it out. But we can do better, moms. We can do better, dads. So look at your day with a different eye. That will keep your focus fresh. And that's the key. You got to have a fresh focus. You can't sit there and be like, oh, yeah, it's the same thing. I'm making dinner. We're just having grilled cheese and don't have to worry about it. And you're in your own world. Every once in a while, yeah, you need to be in your own world. But for most of your time, you got to be on point with your child, with your family. They need you. We got to do the do. And in all of it, of course, your child deserves to be celebrated. Not on social media, but by you. I see moms, and it's fine. You got to have those discussions and you got to decide what's right for your family. I do not put a lot out there on social media about my family. I keep it very private, and I do not do it about my grandchild. And I've told my daughter, I will not see my grandchild grow up on social media. And I've been specific about that because I don't want to have to go to Facebook to see what my grandson's doing. I want to hear it directly from her mouth. And I know you can argue, but it's easy. Everybody can see it. Yes, that's the issue. Everybody can see it, but who really matters? It's the family, the close friends. So even though you have an expanded family, it's important for that family to also feel a part of that child's life. And you do so by bringing them in. And yes, I know social media is great, but remember, it follows them everywhere. So when your son has an interview for internships in college, do you want that cute little butt picture all over the internet for them to see? Because I'm telling you, workplaces look at it. Think about it. Think about it twice. How do you want to embarrass your child, or how do you want your child to be seen by you? That's the key. And I don't care what post you put out there, nothing is cherished greater than you going to your child and seeing your child in person. Stabilize, experience, embrace your child. Make that go viral. And you will change your relationship with your child. You are seen. Master today to impact tomorrow. I know you're doing incredible work. And I know you get tired. But keep doing it. I promise you, the rewards are well worth it. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.